What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This is your host, Brother Malcolm, and it's been so long. I'm missing you people. It's been a while. I don't think I've been on the podcast for quite a few weeks. We took a little spring break, and for me, that turned into a vacation. But it's good to be back on the mic, and it's always great to speak with you and talk to my people, my family. Hope all is well out there with you and yours. And thank you for your support, even while we were away. Black Is Online could not do this without you, and we just appreciate all that you do for us in supporting all of our programming here on the Black Is Online family. Shout out to all of my homies here, the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, the Brown Girl Hour, The Break, my boy Merc 80. That'll be the jam with Merc. What else? I think I got everybody. Shout out to my engineer extraordinaire, producer extraordinaire, the Brothers Layman Happy Hour founder, co-founder, and co-host, Chris Layman. Thank you, bro. So, guys, it's been so long that I started singing Anita Baker that I thought, well, what could I talk about today, and what are some of the things? So I just kind of wanted to just catch you up with what's been going on in my life and what's been happening around the world. On Sunday, I went had the extraordinary opportunity of attending a world premiere of a new play, and there's something about going to a piece of art that is presented to the masses for the first time, and that you get to be a part of that. And so, particularly with a world premiere of a play and the work of an author putting their words to pen, to paper, and eventually from the page ending up on the stage. And honestly, words really cannot express what I experienced in this beautifully gorgeous new play by Kimberly titled Different Words for the Same Thing, playing now through June 1st at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Culver City. All I could say when I came out, and this was probably for me sums up what I experienced, was it was one of the most poignantly beautiful slow burns of life that I've ever experienced in the theater. And I can quickly describe it. I mean, I can go and we can go to the website and read the description of the play. But for me, the play is about the human condition and understanding that we all, at the end of the day, are human beings with our challenges, our wants, our desires, our idiosyncratic ways. But at the end of the day, we all have, there's something inherently within us as human beings that we should all be able to connect to. And I love the fact that the play is called Different Words for the Same Thing, because what the playwright so eloquently shows us is that we all actually speak the same language. Whether it's the language of love, the language of loneliness, the language of wanting to be included, the language of familiarity, the language of community. We all have a language that we can speak. Unfortunately, we have different words. We have different dialects. We have different experiences that influence those words. Let me just quickly read for you this the synopsis of the play. You know, it says, "How far will you go home when home calls?" A funny and moving new American play. 13 years and 1,800 miles separate Alice from her childhood home, but after one phone call, the small town streets and characters that once shaped her will come rushing back and threaten to never let her go. Under the direction of Neil Keller, who helmed last season's thriller The Nether, one of the largest casts in KDT history brings three generations of a multi-ethnic middle-aged America family to unforgettable life. Kimberly, a vibrant new voice in the American theater and the recipient of the prestigious Pony Fellowship awarded by the Lark Play Development Center, weaves an intricate tapestry of contemporary America. Fans of Vickers' new works like The Nether and The Royale and of landmark American dramas such as Our Town and Joe Turner's Come and Gone will fall under the spell of this play as it unfolds the secret joys and heartbreak of the family at its core. That's a really good description. Those of us who know Our Town, those of us who know Joe Turner's Come and Gone by August Wilson, any of these plays that are sort of epic plays about community coming together and examining the human condition, you'll appreciate this play. The other thing I love about this play is that because it's a new American play, it represents the America that I know, which is a multi-ethnic, multilingual, multi-dimensional America. So in the play, you've got white Midwesterners, Latino Midwesterners, and an Asian Midwesterner. And I just love the diversity of what that looks like. We don't live in an America that is only white people in the Midwest. We don't live in America where there's only black people in the South or black and white people in the South. And to see that diversity on stage unfolded with such meticulous care by Neil Keller, I think this is one of the finest directed pieces of theater that I've ever seen. Neil Keller's hand on the play is it's impeccable, and it is just, you know, again, the words to describe it are poignant, lush, beautiful, emotional, sentimental, epic, daring. I can't think of any more adjectives right now, but those for me sum up what this play is about. And I think what I would encourage those of you who are listening, and there are people who may not be able to see the play, so I'm sorry that you are not going to get to experience it, but for those who do have an opportunity to experience it, or even if you won't, what I'd love for you to take from this podcast and this review is that there are tons of new plays being produced around America in theaters across America. And it's important for us as citizens of the world to really go and support voices that are interested in giving a new perspective on what our world looks like. Playwrights, theater as a genre of the arts, is inherently and at its core a storytelling medium. And so we must not forget about the storytellers of our age. We must not forget about those people who are entrusted with our history, our lives, our cultural beginnings and endings, our stories. And different words for the same thing is particularly a special, 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 special piece of theater and a special piece of art. And I really hope that all will consider seeing it. So to give a shout out to that play, again, that's different words for the same thing, playing now through June 1st at the Kirk Douglas Theater in downtown Culver City. You can get tickets at centertheatergroup.org. And I highly, highly recommend it. You can also call their box office at 213-628-2772. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Culture Connection. We're looking forward to bringing some more folks back for interviews. We've got some exciting stuff coming up. And looking forward to your continued support. Again, this is Brother Malcolm. I can be reached on Twitter at Cali Yaley. That's C-A-L-I-Y-A-L-I-E. That's sad. I'm hesitating on my own Twitter handle because I'm like, is that how you spell that? You know, and I'm always, you know, we always are hesitating on the phone number, but you can reach us at the hotline at 323-455-4219 and email us at cultureconnection@blackisonline. Remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And until next time, to you and yours. Peace.